Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Chapter 1. My First Voyage. I was born in York, England, in 1632. My father was from Bremen in Germany and had moved to England for business. His family name was Kreutzner, but English people aren't very comfortable with foreign names. Everyone started to call my father Crusoe instead of Kreutzner, so eventually our family name became Crusoe. My first name was Robinson, which had been my mother's family name before she married my father. I had two older brothers who left home when I was young. The oldest one was a soldier and died in a war. But I don't know what happened to my other brother. He left home and we never heard from him again. My parents wanted me to go to university and become a lawyer, but I told them I wanted to become a sailor and see the world. I was sure I'd be able to travel and make money at the same time. But my father wanted me to stay at home. He said, "Why do you want to do such a dangerous thing? I told your brother to stay at home, but he never listened. He wanted to be a soldier, and now he's dead. Travel won't make you happy. Everything you need for happiness is here in England, and it's safe here." Seeing that my parents didn't want me to travel, I promised to stay in England. However, making promises is much easier than keeping them. After a few weeks, I forgot all the promises I'd made and went to speak to my mother about wanting to travel. I knew it would be easier to persuade her than my father, so I waited until we were alone together. I told her that I wanted to travel, but I promised her that I would return. I said, "If I don't like travelling, I will come home and become a lawyer." My mother was worried, but she still asked my father if I could go.